USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today is Inauguration Day as the 46th president is sworn into office. The festivities, protected by tens of thousands of National Guardsmen, will be attended by roughly 1,000 people. The national anthem will begin at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. President Trump is expected to grant clemency to nearly 150 people in his final hours of office. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon, one-time Trump fundraiser Elliot Brody, and rapper Lil Wayne were among 73 people granted pardons recently. In comparison, President Obama pardoned over 1,900 people. Hall of Fame pitcher and longtime baseball announcer Don Sutton died Monday night in his sleep at the age of 75. Sutton's 23-year-old Major League Baseball career started with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1966. He remained with the franchise until 1980 and would later return in 1988 for his last season. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Whether it's COVID-19 or the fear of getting it, the number of workers calling in sick has nearly doubled since the pandemic began. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Absenteeism itself reached near epidemic levels in November, with almost 1.8 million workers calling in sick to their employers. Attorney Quentin Brogdon, a partner in Crane, Brogdon Rogers of Dallas, Texas, tells us absenteeism has caught the attention of the FBI because it can disrupt the nation's supply chain.
Absenteeism has the potential to shut down a factory or shut down a business, and so the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has been involved and has warned employers to be on the lookout for fraud because it has the potential to disrupt interstate commerce. Therefore, it can be a federal crime.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Inaugural ceremonies will begin with the national anthem and invocation around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The president-elect will then be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts at noon Eastern on Capitol's West Front, as it is tradition. There will be roughly 1,000 guests in attendance, the majority of whom will be members of Congress and their guests. Looking back at President Trump's inauguration is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After he's sworn in, Biden will deliver his inaugural address. Biden will then move to the Capitol's East Front for what is known as Pass in Review, in which a new president assesses the military troops. President Trump is breaking with 150 years of tradition by not joining Biden at the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.